Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Mr. Tom Petty bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all right if you love me.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, the author of Rebounders. New book's coming out. When is it coming out, Rick?
Coming out in February, I believe.
February, and you're going to launch it on the show, right? We got a commitment from you on that, right?
Yeah.
So you want to give us, you want to serialize it a little bit in this segment and give us a little peek in.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of good stuff to talk about. It's about why every ordinary person needs to improve his or her self-reliance if you want to succeed.
Self-personal, take responsibility for your own self-reliance. Give us some ideas.
Become intellectually independent and figure problems out for yourself instead of believing what either the Republican or Democratic Party tells you. Those are, you know, for people who belong to, the Republican or Democratic Party and just watch your preferred cable channel. You have to stop waiting for Washington or some other institution, your employer, to solve your problems.
Saying, why doesn't the government do something about this?
For most of America's history, we did not expect big institutions to take care of us or solve our problems, and we do now. And look at the pickle we're in. So I detail a lot of different ways we need to become less dependent on these institutions that are failing in many cases and become more dependent on ourselves.
Let me throw something out here, Rick. I agree with you 100%. And I tell you, most small business owners completely agree with you because that's the world we live in. That's the life we've chosen. But let me throw a scenario out. The Tea Party, they're basically, and I'm not a member of the Tea Party, and I'm not carrying their water, but I do know that the Tea Party, that's what you just described, become more self-reliant, less government, less requiring the government to do things for us. That's the basic fundamental principles of the Tea Party, and when they try to bring those kinds of principles up, they get reviled by the media, they get reviled by the established GOP.
Well, here's my answer to that. We have over-politicized this entire discussion, and we think it's all about political parties in Washington. If you really want to improve your self-reliance, guess what you do? You stop paying attention to what's going on in Washington. Pay more attention to the things that happen locally and affect you directly.
Grassroots.
The Tea Party watches too much cable TV and gets too upset about political issues that honestly don't affect them very much. When was the last time the Export-Import Bank got in your face and had upset you during the day, except when you're watching TV? It's safe to say almost every American will no American will ever have to deal with the Export-Import Bank.
Most people won't. You're exactly
and yet this has become a huge political issue, as if the fate of the union depends upon it. These are just proxies for what really.
Well, I will tell you though. I will tell you this though, Rick. Just a little tiny pushback is that I know Fred Hochberg, the president of the Export-Import Bank. I know small business owners who have benefited, but guess what? I know also that Boeing is a huge benefactor of the Ex-Im Bank's policies. But if you think that doesn't affect small businesses, ask the small business contractors who do business.
Well, here's the answer. If it affects you directly, absolutely, get involved. Try to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But all the people who are upset about the Export-Import Bank, and this is not, we're not talking about the Pentagon budget here. We're talking about a pittance, relatively speaking. If the Export-Import Bank doesn't affect you directly, worry about something at home. Worry about something in your community. Get a pothole fixed on your street. Take this on yourself and stop sitting in front of the TV and getting outraged about things happening, hundreds or thousands of miles away. On your own life, man.
I'd like to propose another thing that we add into your conversation, into your list of things here, Rick, and that's intellectual honesty. The problem we have in America today in politics is there's nobody in the middle. Everybody's on the left or the right. And when you and I were growing up, there were people who really ran the government from the middle. Those guys, let me just say this last thing, those guys were intellectually honest with each other. They realized what the other guy had to have to survive, and they compromised. They were intellectually honest, and they dealt with that. We have a hard time with that in America today.
I have so much to say on that. I'm overflowing with ideas here, but I'm going to try to boil
agree
it down.
Agree or disagree?
First of all, disagree, and I'll tell you why. First of all, there are millions of people in the middle, and they're called independents. More people say they're independent than say they are either Republican or Democrat. You cannot win a national election if you don't get the independent vote these days. But those are not leaders. Those are ordinary Americans.
Just
but
voters.
There's a lot of people in the middle waiting for someone to speak
But
to
those are
second.
The people that we need to have be more vocal.
Well, they're there. We need leaders representing them.
I agree.
The number one thing we need is better informed voters to hold people, to hold the leaders accountable.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think you and I may agree on this more than you think. I agree with
stuff,
you
Jim.
About the individuals.
This is not partisan stuff. This is pragmatism.
I agree with you. We're looking forward to the book, too. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, with Yahoo Finance. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.